24 immigrants from 14 different countries, including China, Indonesia, Moldova, Russia, Ukraine, El Salvador, and Mexico, took the oath of citizenship on the grounds of the Carl Sandburg Home National Historic Site in Henderson County. Park Ranger Sarah Purcell believes national parks, especially the Carl Sandburg Home, are the perfect location for immigrants from around the world to formally become citizens.
We began this partnership with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service in 2010, and it is a spin-off of a partnership agreement with the larger agency of the National Park Service and the Citizenship and Immigration that started in 2006, which encouraged the citizenship agency to begin hosting naturalization ceremonies in national parks because of the very fitting tribute that national parks belong to all Americans.
It is fitting because of Carl Sandburg's personal history.
Definitely, we have a personal connection here. Carl Sandburg was a first-generation American. His parents were from Sweden. They immigrated here, became naturalized citizens. He learned English as a second language. He grew up learning Swedish with his parents and really, as a boy, tried to fit in with this new American identity. He even changed his name at one point from the very Swedish Carl to Charles. He thought it sounded much more American, so Charlie was one of the first names he penned any poems under. And Carl Sandburg, just having grown up in Galesburg, at really the crux of the Chicago area and the movement and transition, all the immigrants that came through that area, really understood how America is defined by all the cultures that came together to form this nation.
No question that he would have enjoyed being at a ceremony like this.
Absolutely. I truly think that his spirit lingers somewhere. He's very proud of what we are doing here today because he just felt that America was inclusive of everyone, and this really was the land of opportunity.
Park educator Ginger Cox welcomed the crowd to the Carl Sandburg home and said she was honored to participate in the ceremony.
Knowing the ideals that Sandburg espoused and how he looked at the landscape of America and the working class, the real people that made the history of America, it's made a personal connection for me that he spoke the voice of people whose voices were not being heard.
My name is Aristio Carachure, and I was born in Michoacán, Mexico.
So tell me why you chose to take this journey.
My dad and my mom, they're citizens already, and all my relatives are in this country. And if I'm going to be living here permanently, why not? I mean, it's the thing to do.
What did you have to do?
Well, basically, learn the language. That's the first thing you got to do. Second of all, learn most of the history of this country. And I'm still reading about it, which is very, very interesting.
Sue Davis is a citizenship instructor with Henderson County Blue Ridge Literacy Council. She was on hand to see her students take the final steps and become citizens of the United States. She added that her students taught her some valuable lessons.
I learned to appreciate the value of being a native-born citizen. We had it handed to us. They've had to work hard for it. I've also learned a good refresher of my American history and civics. The best way to learn something is to teach it. And when you have students who are hungry to learn it, it makes you learn more too.
For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.